Catching the food that I had, but I didn't come near you. I don't know where you got it from. Welcome, Nkosi. You were being missed in the committee yesterday. Committee of Public Service. Yeah, we missed you. I think Honorable Mabija, the whip of the committee, will join us. Members, I think we all did get the documents, the draft program. Can we look at our let's look at our program, members. Because definitely we must align it, realign it with some of the issues that were raised at the workshop at the Lagoon Beach Hotel. Though I left the workshop because I wasn't feeling well. But also to distribute the public service. Okay, Honorable Sibanda, I've got your program here. I just want us when we do, you must when I mention something from your program, don't, you know, because I want us to really be in line with this. Because I saw on this one there are some oversights that are planned in from your committee to go to provinces. So if we're going to be referring to your program, to say the public service will be going to what, and we'll look at when we go to those areas in those provinces, is it, maybe we can also have a program from this so that we don't only go there for public service. And the program, the draft program, August to November 2009, Wednesday, 19 August is today, the discussion revision of the committee program for FL, and I've already said that. So can we have the document that Loli has distributed. If we look at the this okay, all right. There's a document that we've just received from Mandis, from the workshop, that has got all the information from all commissions. So we will distribute this so that we go through it and see which are our responsibilities. You don't have copies? Okay, just to ask there by the chief of office, can Lolly go right at the corner there. But in the meantime, we look at the briefing on the strategic plan of the following public entities under the Department of Labor. Its compensation fund, unemployment insurance fund, national economic development and labor, that is NETLEC, Commission for Conciliation, CCMA. On the 26th, when that document comes, we will look at which are the issues that were raised in that document, and then we will relook at this one. And then the page 3 of the program, Wednesday, 2nd September briefing and update on skills development. Protection of vulnerable workers' equity in the labor market and sound labor relations by the Department of Department of Labor. And then we after the briefing, we're looking at adopting the reports. the reports of the previous minutes that we should have been should have dealt with. And then we on the 7th to the 11th is the provincial week. And if I look at the program of the public service committee, 14 to 18 is an oversight visit for 2010 host cities. Cities will be determined by the committee. But I think we can also put this in line with that if the public service committee agrees, because when we are all away, we can't say we are the select committee on labor public enterprise and then just do one thing. We are one committee, one team, so we should look at issues that we can also look at when we go with the select committee on public service. So I think we can also put the same thing, oversight visit, and then for those days, oversight visit, and then we will mention issues that we want to go and check. For example, maybe we can say if they go to Limpopo, in Limpopo we've got the Medupi power station, we can go and check on that, what's happening there. We can do that. If they say they go to Gauteng also, maybe we can look at maybe going also to Santec, you know, also check Santec, how ready Santec is it for, in preparation for, you know, 2010 also. And then when they say they are doing that in the Western Cape, we will have, like, we can go to Quebec, we can go to... There are many issues, but when we sit down as the management of the committee, we will then select issues. We will hear where they say they go, because they were the first to have planned that. Honorable Mlenzana?
Thanks, Honorable Chairperson. I want to propose that we endorse your proposal by further saying... And a joint management committee meeting for the two select committees be in place, wherein you will fine-tune. But in principle, let us agree, as you are proposing, that we will follow in terms of our oversight visit the same program as with the select committee on public services.
I'm seconding the proposal.
Okay. All right. So, the week of the 14th to the 18th, we will add here when it comes. We will add 14 to 6 to 18. We will say oversight, but we will look at it when we get there. When we sit down as a management.
Chair, I was just thinking about this provincial week. It's just before the site visits.
Yeah, the provincial week is before the site, the oversight visit.
I think it would be a good thing if it's possible, if it's okay with the members, that if we come back, maybe if we need, as you said, we will decide which provinces we go to. There's a need that maybe where I come from Gauteng, to go for a visit there.
Okay.
I think we can give an input after suggestion, because we won't have a meeting before the site. So just to send in recommendations or requests to Lolo or to anybody. After a provincial week. Okay. Maybe there will be a request for a site visit, say, in Gauteng. But we don't have a meeting, a committee before the visit, so we can relay, we can send a request or the recommendation to the secretary, just for your information.
No, the request for
sorry, can I switch your the request, what I'm saying, the two management going to sit down. We're not going to hear from members saying we're going to maybe or come to Gauteng or maybe come to. I was just making an example that we've got this as the Select Committee on Labour. We've got this in Limpopo. We've got this, but we will align our program with the Public Service Committee, because definitely they are the first started. But we will then align ourselves. We will sit down and negotiate. Say if they say they go to Limpopo. And then we also look at Limpopo, because next time it's going to be this committee that says oversight, then they will also follow us and do the same. Honorable.
Thanks, Honorable Chabazin. Maybe to put what Honorable Feltman is raising in a context which will avoid unnecessary, you know, tensions. Because I have a sense that he has in mind that we as members should have an input as to where should the committee actually go. To the contrary, I have a view which says, Chairperson, one, for this one, let's allow the two management committees to decide. But then thereafter, in principle, under normal circumstances, I personally believe that you will be influenced by reports generated, particularly that report, the status quo report which we received, telling us about what is happening in the offices generally. And then thereafter also, I think members should, from time to time, when they come from their constituency work, submit reports. So that we don't see a situation where we will be in this meeting, dragged into a situation where I fight with Pat, that Petufona see Mpumalanga, Petufona see Eastern Cape and all that.
Honorable Mlenzana, can I hear what you're saying? And I really agree with you. But let's say from your own province, when you are there, you'll also look at critical areas for oversight. And then when you come back, in the committee, when you say you sit down, you go straight to the chairperson and say, you know, I was in the Eastern Cape, this has happened, I saw this. So that's how we're going to. But if the management sit down and say we're going to, it's not that the management will actually choose the province that they like. They will also look at the reality of doing oversight in that area or in that province. Honorable Sibanye.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, I would propose a way forward by seconding, but also add more flesh. You see, Mr. Mlenzana, I think you're right. We'll be guided by matters arising in some of the reports. But at the same time, I wanted to correct something. As we are here, no matter we're being deployed by the provinces, but we are deployed in national Council of Provinces. What I'm trying to highlight is that at the back of our mind, we must know very well that we are addressing issues in the different provinces. We mustn't take it personal that don't come to my province. No, it doesn't work like this. I was just putting like that one. Thank you very much, Chairperson.
I think we all
I think maybe for next time we can raise these issues and put them in a basket. From there, we prioritize them to say these are the needs for this province. We'll go to this province, to that one, and that one, so that we should address all the issues that have been raised by members.
Okay, thanks. Thank you, only when you were outside. And Honorable Mabisa, welcome. Our whip of the committee, we are dealing with the program, the draft program that we did adopt last time, but as you know that it there is a room for amendment, or amending the program, but we are now looking at what expired at the strategic planning workshop that is in line with our responsibilities, and we're going to align our program in the future. So we are now on page 3. We were looking at after the provincial week, the Select Committee on Public Service will have an oversight from the 14th to the 18th. Now we are saying, as this committee, we are also going to sit down with the management of the public service and hear which provinces will they be doing oversight at, and then we also do oversight in those provinces. We look at issues that are actually this committee's competency. So, and this update on the restructuring of Alexco by the Department of Public Enterprise, after sitting down, maybe we will get the department to do that in the province that we will be. Maybe there will be something that is really connected to the Department of Public Enterprise, and then we will still put that on the program. But the other thing, Alexco also is an area that needs to be visited, that had some serious problems, eh? Or we must know what is happening there at Alexco, since the community were being given the responsibility of looking after it. And then Wednesday the 23rd of September, we're looking at updating on the restructuring of South African Airways. But now I've called the researcher here so that he must help us to take out what is ours and then align it here. And then on the 7th of October, annual report written by the Department of Public Enterprise. And then what we will do, we're going to write to this department, to Public Enterprise, to request that when they come here, they mustn't give us like the present over, you know, the broad. We want them to break down their a presentation to say this is happening in this province, you know, provincial. We want the provincial breakdown. They can just give us the breakdown, but more time must be spent on what is happening in the provinces. What are they doing in what is happening in all these provinces? You name it, Transnet, all those things, like Eskom, all the SOEs, we want them to be break down. So the annual report, we want it, but we don't want everything. We want actually their presentation to focus mainly on provinces. And then Wednesday, the 14th annual report, while our researcher is still aligning that, annual report briefing by FAA, ESCOM, all these SOEs, Dinel, Infraco, and Alexco. That's 14th October. And then the Department of Communication, the annual report of the Department of Communication on the 21st of October. Then Wednesday 28th, annual briefing by ICASA and SABC. 4th November, annual report by the Department of Labor. All these departments, when we call them, we want them to specify issues that concern provinces. And the 11th November, NEDLAC, Black Management Forum and Business Unity of South Africa. Wednesday, 18th November, we will just do that. It will be our last meeting. Then we will adopt the outstanding reports and minutes. And this venue has been booked from now until the end. So, Honorable Jacobs?
Yeah, Chair, I just want to think about it. On 14th of October, annual briefings by SSC, ESCOM, DINEL, Infranco, and Alexco. I think these are some of the institutions that will be making a site visit or an oversight. So should this briefing comes before or comes after? Because I think it would be important that if we go for an oversight, we know exactly what we're going to look for. So I find that the briefing will come after we have visited those areas.
Yeah. Do you want to respond? The annual report hearings are done after the 31st of September or 30th of September, because the last day for them to bring their annual reports is 30th of September. So we only can start doing them in October. So it cannot be before. Or we can maybe, I don't know. But the annual reports are only done, as you may see, that all the annual reports are allocated them in the very last term.
Let me respond by saying, even though we will have gone through some of this, I don't think we will have gone to all of them, but definitely the report will be there, their report. And when they present to us what we have seen when we do oversight, we will be able to interact with them. Honorable.
Another idea, supporting what Comrade Jacobs has been saying. It's best for us to go to the site having the information so that we know precisely what we are going to look for. And then even if the annual reports are completed by the end of August, I should think we need to find a way to adjust in a way that we get a briefing before we go there. Because if we just go there without knowing anything, what we want to achieve, the main objective is to go and identify and check. And then when they come back, they'll be coming back giving us a report that we'll be able to respond to with fully knowing what we have observed there.
Let's get Honorable Sibande first, because I also have, I want to explain it, you know, but let's hear Honorable Sibande.
Yeah, bon. Mm-hmm. Well, I was waiting for you. Chairperson, I'm subject for correction. Then I will differ with my colleagues. With two things. I will totally disagree that if we go to a certain place, we don't know anything. Number one, we have researchers here. Number two, I think we were not deployed by mistake to come here. Number three, an annual report that is very fast. It is a broad report. But some briefings sometimes are specific with special sectors. If we need a briefing, ordinary briefing, that if, let's say, we request a department to come and brief us on a certain item, that is specific, different section. But if we talk about annual report, it embraces everything, every sectors. Thank you.
Honorable Sunava.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. I think I'm covered by the previous speaker. That's the way I also feel. Annual report is totally different from a briefing. So we can have briefings before time, and the annual report is totally something else. Thank you.
Yeah, Chair, I think maybe you need to accommodate our views, because, as I said, as we go for this oversight visit, we are going to touch on these state-owned enterprises. And now, what are we going to investigate in those? Or what information do we have to investigate when we arrive there? So I understand what you are saying about the annual report. As you have said, the annual report, what you would like, you would like that they should touch on specific provinces, on issues that the SOE that are there in the specific provinces. You said they specifically they will touch on that. But now, as I was saying, as we are going to these provinces on this oversight visit, I think we need to have a background information. So it would be very much important that if we go there, we have a background information. We just don't go there for leisure or an excursion. So we should have the specifics to know what exactly we are going to look for in those areas.
Thank you, Honorable Jacobs. Ngiyacabanga ukuthi manje ngihambe ngikhulume ngesini kokuthi sikhona ngoba sikhuluma lilimi lelinye lele mhlambe asivani kahle asizwani kahle. We will somebody will translate to Honorable Kronaval then Honorable Tipe. Sithi masihamba if we say siya ku Sentech sine research ngithi uya deployed sine research. I-researcher, your research, your sitela, your sitolele information yokuthi what is Sentech, what is happening ku Sentech. Before sihamba sinalo ma-document, sinawo la. Then, masifika lapha, we would have gone through that information that we have been given by the research. Because that's why the researcher is here. And if you can look at the SOEs, there are so many. We won't say by before the 14th to the 18th of September, we would have seen them presenting to us, telling them what is happening. But even now, I mean, our researcher can get us information on all of this. When the department come here, when they present to us on their annual report, they will say things that maybe they had planned. And then our questioning, we will say, okay, we went there. There was 1, 2, 3, and we don't see anything on your report, something like that. But like also the Medupi power station in Limpopo, if we go there, we check on the information we have been given by the researcher. So the researcher is here, honorable members, and we can't say anywhere. Let's say they say we're going to an oversight in Ghana. Should Ghana come here and present to us, this is what we are doing. The researcher is going to say, get information for us of what is happening in Ghana. And then we go to Ghana having information that we have been gathered for by our researcher. We know that Ghana has this 1, 2 SOEs, and this is how their government is working together with the SOEs or any other. So ngiyacela ukuthi ake siya ngiyaniva ukuthi nithi. I do understand. Ukuthi nifuna briefings before niya lapha. But the researcher is there for us. Otherwise, again, we will cancel the oversight and then deal with the presentation before the annual report. We will go oversight next year. Thanks.
Okay. Other end of our professor Zabuti. Do you understand me? Other end of our professor Zabuti. Zwamba uri researcher udovana that information, and then before we go to this oversight visit, the researcher in here will brief us on what is that he's having. Uri musi ri tshi ya hange ri vhe ro dzula hafha ra clarifyana na information that the researcher will be having it in a document so that we understand precisely what is it that he got for us so that when we go to the site, we clear. And then the briefing can then, by the department, can then come after the site visit. That I agree. But not for the researcher to do that and give us documents.
Okay.
Just to finish up. Remember that some of us are new. Some of us are not new in this parliament. So you have idea on what not to do and so on. So you must be accommodative for us who are new so that we kickstart from the first year of the 5 years.
Okay, Honorable Mabuja, my whip, I do understand. I do understand. Honorable Tibi?
Chairperson, just a point of clarity for me, for myself, is that I'm understanding the fact that when we go into our oversight visit, we're going to have a briefing session. That briefing session is that where the research is going to give us the specific to look at and explain to us, all of us. And then we went for the oversight visit. Actually, even in the briefing of the researcher, we have our own resources at a different institution, like Transnet. We have your own resource, which will also brief you about what happens there. And that will equip you to dig out what you want to have as a result. I just want to clear it in terms of for myself as a new member sitting here, because I'm going to be feeded by the research unit in terms of what is it to look at, except the other things which it's normal practice, as the honorable member in said, says that we are coming from different provinces, so we actually had an idea what is going on in these different institutions. But the principle of this house is that whenever there is an oversight visit, we're going to be called at a briefing by the you and the research unit and said, this is what happens there, this is what you have to look at. Because I'm just fearing the fact that since we have different views. Thanks.
And then you will come last.
This is my suggestion. I suggest sometimes as a ruling party, it's possible to go to make your caucus outside, because that argument for me has never given me any logic.
Order. Yeah.
I think here we are here the select committee, not the
AC members. Yeah, that's why I wanted to respond. As the Honorable Jacob is saying, we are the select committee and we want to hear the views of everyone. That's why at the beginning, I didn't want us to just start and direct into issues. We held our strategic planning workshop, if you remember. We called the researchers for public enterprise researchers, for labor researchers, for communication. All those issues, I think we've got those documents. We're not arguing, and can I call you to order Inkosi and Honorable Mlenza to listen to what I'm saying? You know, we are a committee and we are united in this committee. If Honorable Mabija is raising something, if I raise something, I spoke in Zulu so that we understand. She spoke in Venda so that she can clearly express herself. So that Sivane song, and it's not that we are arguing. And if we are here, we are one select committee on labor and public enterprise. There's no DA, there's no COPE, there's no IFP. We are one. We're going to have that when we vote. Honorable.
I just recognize Honorable Sivan.
Thank you.
We voice our views. Not a problem. Everybody must say whatever, how things are understandable. And we're going to also have a workshop of how to deal with this SOEs. That's how, if we go on oversight, we're going to...
So that we all understand, if we go to for a workshop, if we arrive at centers, it's not that we're just going to walk in and look at issues. When we arrive there, we get a briefing there of what is happening there, the very same way as they should have come to us and say, this is what is we are doing. So if when we arrive there, there's a briefing. When we go to Transnet or to the hub there, we arrive there, there's a briefing session, and then we tour the area and ask questions. Thanks.
Am I protected?
Very much.
Thanks. Chairperson, I'm scared of one thing. There are two things in my understanding. I'm subject for correction. Number one, I thought that we were discussing the program of action, but I feel that you let it loose. Now we are discussing another thing, which is the source of information. Where do we get resources? That's why I'm scared. Because if you leave it like that, there are a lot of ways where we can get the resources, like to get information, whatever. I thought that maybe you will guide us to come back to discuss about the program of action, but not to discuss how to get information. Thank you.
I have said my last comment. I think maybe I have made it clearer. Let's hear Honorable Jacobs. But I think I thought I'm making it clearer how we're going to go about, because I understand, yes, you are new, you haven't been on an oversight, and what is going to happen. So, and I thought I'm guiding, and there's no ruling party. Honorable Jacobs.
Yeah, Chair, I think the debate is healthy for this select committee, because we need to debate issues. By debating, we'll disagree to agree. I think it's important that we don't just endorse everything that comes into on the table. And also on the issue of your guidance, I think we are still here. We are correct, because the issue that we are raising, it was the issue of oversight visits. This issue came as a result of oversight visits. So I think we are still on track. I don't think you need you have to guide us, because the way we are debating, the issues that we raise here emanate from the issue of oversight. Thanks.
Honorable Madam, can we proceed?
Chair, just to add, I'm also satisfied by the explanation that you gave, that the researcher will do everything for us and will give us the briefing. So I think it will be important.
will help you. We will now give the
researcher to guide us on the issues that are relevant to this committee from the strategic planning workshop, so that we align our program with it.
Thank you, and good morning, honorable members. At the strategic planning workshop that was held on the 12th and the 13th, that is last week, we were divided into three commissions, and commission three was the public service commission, which covered, among other areas, communications, labor, and public enterprises. What we were required to do in those commissions was to identify key challenges from provincial and local government perspectives. And then from there, we had to identify the challenges for oversight by the National Council of Provinces and provincial legislatures for the period 2009 to 2014, and then try to come up with measures that should be put in place to ensure that the oversight work of the NCOP is guided by inputs from the provinces and local government. Thirdly, how we can ensure public involvement in oversight processes. And lastly, how can the NCOP, the provinces, and local government coordinate activities collectively and harness resources in order to conduct oversight more effectively. So the manner in which we approach this task as a Commission 3 was to look at it from the perspectives of provinces. So provinces identified the key challenges in their own areas. But then that was a very long process, and then that's why we ended up having this short report that we had to compile within the short space of time. But I'm going to go through what we discuss as the commission and try to extract the areas that are relevant to this committee, because some of the areas that we discussed were not relevant to the to this committee, because some were agriculture, forestry, rural development, human settlements, public works, and all those issues which are not relevant to this committee. So the area that came out...
Go direct to the issues that...
So I'm coming to that now. It's the electrification program. That was the main thing that was common almost among all provinces. They identified that as an issue that needs to be fast-tracked, because there was a problem when it comes to electrification. And then the other thing was the when it comes to creation of decent working sustainable jobs, which I think is an issue that is relevant to the labor sector. And then youth development that arise because of a problem with youth unemployment. So it's one of the common challenges that almost all the provinces raised. And then the others were like the empowerment of vulnerable groups, like women empowerment and empowerment of people with disabilities. That was identified as a problem in most of the provinces. And then they also came up with the service delivery challenges, which also seem to be like common in most of the provinces. They are having the problem with the service delivery. Yeah, those are the challenges that are relevant to this committee that were raised in our commission.
Okay, members. Thank you.
Bonsen. Can we club this? Can we look at our program and see where to do we can put? For example, if I look, I see electrification program going hand in hand with service delivery. Yeah? Or I can say everything goes with service delivery, but we can maybe put it in our program.
There was also a subtopic that they said the best three priorities that we need to achieve in the next 5 years. One of them, they emphasized on communication. So I think we need to look at that as a committee.
Okay.
Okay, now on that. On those challenges, they mentioned communication, they mentioned alignment of our programs, and they're mentioning... they're also mentioning alignment of budget with priorities.
Honorable Jacob?
Yeah, thank you, Chair. On service delivery, it's a broad concept. Mm-hmm. Can we have the specifics on service delivery? To say under service delivery, this belongs to our select committee that we can able to address.
Yeah, electrification program belongs to the ESCOM.
The only one.
Maybe we can also, members can say, which is the other one? Communication. Honorable Mlemzana, Honorable Kunevat.
Chairperson, my approach here would be to, as the result indicated, we don't really go in hand for other service delivery related issues. We look at firstly those which were mentioned, like as you are saying as the chairperson, electrification. Then the second one, which is picked up by Uloli, which is a communication. If then there are others, I suggest, Chair, that as we deal with this program, the broad program, interacting with the SOEs and all that and all that, it's when we will dig deep, ask questions around, for instance, what is it that they are doing in terms of creation of different work, or the creation of jobs and all that. What is it that is service delivery related in each of them? But as for this, we have a responsibility to lift in particularly in our oversight work. So what it means then, Chairperson, is that to me, communication, we are the key select committee to deal with it. We cannot say maybe somebody somewhere will deal with it. It's only ourselves. The question of electricity is the same. Thanks, Chairperson.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think the main thing is job creation. And if we are looking into that, and the minister last night also said it, we must look very broader than South Africa. We must look into Southern Africa. So when a service delivery is taking place, it is not for only for South Africa. So it is also for our neighbor countries. With that, it is job creation. It is going a part of that. So the main thing for me is job creation, and we must see that jobs is creating for our people, because there are a lot of people who haven't got jobs, and that is our main course of this committee, to see how can we help the people to get jobs.
That service delivery is actually covers all the issues. If you deal with communication, that's service delivery. If you deal with different jobs, if you create jobs, that's service delivery. If you electrify, then that's so
service delivery, and these are all the issues that come under service delivery. So can I propose, okay, before I propose?
Yeah, Chair, I think under decent jobs and sustainable livelihoods, maybe with our state-owned enterprises, we need to get a program. Whether do they have a program of creating jobs? Because they are enterprises which deals with people. They have to employ people and so on. Maybe that's what that is the line that we have to look at. Yeah.
And also adding to say, in line with the state of the nation address of creating 500,000 jobs by, we must, that's where we must look at, where are we now? Where are we now? So all this in our program, we're going to put this, Loli will go and all these things that we have mentioned, Loli must go and adjust the program and bring it back to us in the right way, the way we need it. Honorable Councilman.
Honorable Chairperson, maybe I'm out of line.
What is the out of line?
Okay, but this will be a site visit. At the end of the day, it's the grassroots that must benefit out of it.
Yes, you are out of line, because now we are not talking about the site visit.
Okay.
We are talking about the program. Thanks.
So my proposal is
that after we have mentioned all these issues, Loli must go and put them nicely in the program. Ne? Are we all in agreement?
Can I have a question? I want to check. I wasn't here when you started with the program. If I look at my program, next week we are supposed to be seeing the Department of Labor. If it continues as indicated here, if you look at the first page. So I'm concerned if the chairperson says I must just go and draft the program again. Must I call these people in the meantime?
Okay. Okay, we're not going to cancel for next week. What we have planned for next week is going to be like that, but it's going to be in line with issues that were raised at that strategic planning.
Mm.
So when labor comes, you still put labor there.
Yeah.
But
I'm going to
the information
by Mr. Jacob. What I'm thinking
job creation with the Department of Labor.
Yeah.
They must tell us, and they must break down per province.
Mm.
That's what we want.
Mm.
Yes. Honorable Nkosi, can we share with what you are
saying? Can we share it with you?
No, I
understand we've got new phones. Let me assist you. It's so difficult to operate them. So if you can just take out the battery, you know, so that it doesn't trouble you. I know, I've got it. Even at night I couldn't even answer the let me
I couldn't even answer when the phone call. You press somewhere it goes.
Honorable members, Labour, we're meeting Labour next week, but the request is that they must bring the information that they bring. Actually, we've been doing this. But now they'll come here, I mean, all the department will, then when we interact with them, we'll say to them we are representing provinces, can we get the breakdown after they have presented to us. But now this time, we want information per province when they come here.
That's what we want. And we'll write to them that they come prepared, tell us what is happening in Cape Province. We must get information so that also us here in our during our constituency period, we've got that when they say in Mpumalanga, this is what is happening. Even during the provincial week, these we go and look at these things that they say, because as a delegation, we will sit together, and these are the issues that we know that they say they are doing. So we want to go and see for ourselves. Yeah? And, okay, Honorable Jacob.
Yeah, Chair, on page 3 of the program, right on top, the briefing and update on skills development, protection of vulnerable diseases. I just want to check with you. Is it a follow-up of that workshop that we had with NA, or it's something else?
We didn't have a workshop with NA. We just
Okay.
An invitation. So maybe you saw that there's a workshop and then you joined.
Okay. No, I'm not out of order. I'm not out of order.
We are talking mostly about this is letters. There are three fields. It is an executive, and then the provincial, and then the local. If labor comes to brief us, okay, right, how will we know how the provinces will implement the compensation fund? At the end of the day, the people on the ground must benefit. So how do we link that? How will we know? They will say ABC. There will be offers in Victoria, offers in Joburg, but we would like to, for me and myself, I would like to know how would it be operated? What would it do? So just give me clarity on that, Chair, please.
Mm. Honorable Mabuse, do you want to respond to me? That will be part of our oversight.
Yeah, we'll go there.
Yes.
Okay. I have to the proposal to you,
can we give, now that we have gone through these things, can we give to Loli to go and polish and do this together with the researcher? That's what I've proposed.
Okay. On the second is one of the best.
Can I also? I just want members to help me here in this case. I do get what the chairperson is asking me. But I'm looking at the next week's agenda and looking at the time. I think the time will be too limited for the department to go through all this.
No.
That's okay.
No. Don't feel sorry for the department. We are saying we have long been asking this thing. Definitely they've got immediately after this meeting. Then you go and communicate that to the liaison officers. This is how we want it. They definitely know. They've got information.
Yes.
Okay. They've got their offices in provinces. They've got the reports coming from provinces mm-hmm. to them. So don't just feel sorry for them.
Okay.
So we agreed it has been second. Ceci, can you come and sit this side? In course, you have to pay a lap. I'm feeling sorry for him.
Oh, thank you.
Usmaila.
Chair, time factor.
Okay. I still need the guidance of the committee here, please. Next week, we'll be seeing the Department of Labor, and also on the 2nd of September. I'm just checking if it's correct, your session. If they are, we are going to call them twice.
In the department, there are different
yes, units.
So because of time that we are allocated per day, we can't say we're going to see both two. Sorry, Baba, I think you are lost. Are you looking for justice?
Yes.
And G26.
G26. Yeah. Okay. So, can we leave it at the management committee? We'll look with you.
Okay.
Yes. I think we are done with the program. We say so we will next week adopt the program with amendments. So we don't adopt it today because there are a lot of changes that we actually, as members, need to see them, that they are incorporated in the program. So the next one, we've got minutes of the Select Committee on Labor. We will distribute. Members will look at the minutes at their own time.
We are going to adopt them next week. After the
next week, we adopting the minutes. And then we've got the other document that has been distributed. You know, I was doing this because we are finished, actually. So we've got the document that has been distributed by the researcher, a review of Sector Education and Training Authorities, CETA, performance. We've got it with us. Can we also go and go through it? And if there are questions for clarity, I think this is for us to assist us to have information on the CETAs. Yeah, but the CETAs are going to be moved away from this committee by the 1st of November to the Department of Higher Training. So, but with the Labor Department will still inform us on that. CETAs are no longer going to be part of our responsibility or our competence. So we can read this when the department comes, but we will know that it is not for us. It is for the Department of Education, Higher Education, if I mean to say. There is a request form also. This is just announced from the researcher. If you need something to be researched for you, you just fill in your name and then you fill in what you want and then you send to Sbongiseni so that when he does something, his seniors, supervisors must know that he has done this for Felsman, he has done this for Mabija, so that he mustn't seem not or doing things, you know, just badly. He's there for us, so we must just fill in that form and get information. Members, I think we have come to the end of the meeting. This has been a fruitful meeting. We will meet again next week.
Same venue.
Till
the end of the year. Come, let me assist you.
Thank you.
Lost and found.
Yes,